Chapter 14. One of the greatest dragons in the realm soared above the clouds with his great wings beating. His scales were a colored blend of iron, copper, brass, and traces of silver. He was the leader of the Sky Raider breed, some of the largest dragons, flying fortresses in the sky. All the dragons knew him by name, Inferno. He hadn't landed in days. Instead, he watched Nelsimbor from above, spying on enemies. He and his breed thwarted many efforts wherever good people rallied. Farmland and villages burned. Lives were snuffed out in the moon and sunlight. He dropped through the clouds, and the wind made a terrifying whistle between his horns. His armored belly rumbled. Below, a herd of cattle began to stampede. Inferno bellowed a monstrous sound that shook and bent the grass and shook the leaves from the trees. Stunned, some of the cattle staggered, shaking the horns on their heads. Others doubled over on their knees and rolled over. Inferno, 10 times their size, landed among them. His eyes were burning coals. He snatched a bull from the ground and tossed it into his mouth, whole. Inferno grabbed another, ate, and another, ate, and another he swallowed whole. When he finished, he'd eaten over 20 head of cattle. His neck swayed from side to side, and his eyes narrowed. The noise was almost human. Inferno ate 3 more and moaned. His claw patted his belly. He blew a fog of smoke from his snout. He picked his teeth and strolled through the grasses, head lowered. He took a deep draw through his nostrils and smelled something living that was not cattle. Men. The fear. The sweat. He could smell it all. Nearing a grove, a rider on horseback burst free. Inferno spit flame, setting both man and horse on fire. A clamor of cries rose within trees, and Inferno pressed within. Trees snapped and fell, uprooted. A volley of arrows zinged off his nose. A small regiment of legionnaires lurked within the woodland. Inferno's chest expanded and glowed a bright orange light, and he unleashed a flood of fire. Man and horse screamed. Inferno stomped everything that moved and burned. Metal armor and strong bones collapsed under his great might. In seconds, the grove was a blaze of fallen wood ruins. In his great dragon's voice, he chuckled. Scanning left to right, he snorted, spread his wings, and lifted himself up and out of the blaze. He lifted towards the clouds, a bit slower this time. His belly and back legs hung a little low, and there was more effort in his wings. He sounded another triumphant roar down at the valley. Cattle still stampeded anything in its path beneath it. Fear. Inferno thrived on it. He recalled the last dragon war. All he had terrified, all he had killed, man and dragon alike.
Soon won't be soon enough.
He loved war. He loved battle. The mere thought of it made him salivate. Lava dripped from his jaws. He tilted his head towards the clouds and beat his wings a little harder. His great frame and bulging belly lifted upward and began to pass through the first layer of wispy, smoke-like clouds. A blue streak zinged out of the clouds right past his nose.
What?
Inferno dropped his neck and turned in the air towards it. It was a dragon. A blue streak, no less. One of the good ones.
I'll have you for a snack.
Behind him, more blue streaks darted out of the clouds and latched onto his wings.
You dare?
Lightning burst from their mouths, singeing his scales. Inferno roared, spun, and writhed in the air. Wings pinned by a dozen smaller dragons, he plummeted towards the ground. A second before he hit the rocks, the blue dragons fled him. The entire valley shook. Hot with rage, Inferno reared up.
I'll kill every one of you, fleas.
The blue streaks, fast and sleek, peppered Inferno with jolts of lightning that lanced through scales and skin. His tail lashed out, knocking two from the sky. His great claw swatted another from the sky. He gushed out fire and terrible roars. The blue streaks darted in and out of his fury, striking his eyes and blasting his nose. The wounds were more annoying than fatal.
You rodents cannot kill me.
He slapped another blue dragon from the sky with his tail and stomped it under his great claws, grinding it into the ground. Only half of the small dragon force remained, and many of them were wounded. They broke off the attack and jetted skyward, vanishing in the clouds.
You will not escape me.
He spread out his great wings. The veils of skin that made up his wings were shredded.
No!
He lifted his great neck skyward. The blue-streaked dragons reappeared, circling wide above him.
You dare mock me? You think you can end the great inferno? My wings will heal in no time.
Suddenly, his eyes shone like fiery moons. Another dragon dropped through the clouds and right through the ring of blue dragons. Big and vast, the steel dragon, half the size of Inferno, led a train of good dragons, more than he could count, of all colors and sizes. They swooped down, hovered in the air, and surrounded Inferno.
You pay for this.
It was the steel dragon's thoughts that responded.
Perhaps you won't be around to see it. Annihilate him.
It ordered. Dragon breath, flames, balls, lances, shards and bolts of power blasted from every dragon's mouth, pounding Inferno into the ground. The Roth heat bubbled his scales. His horns caught fire. His wings disintegrated. Drawing up all his power, it let out the greatest blast he had in him. Fire erupted from its mighty jaws and coated three dragons with liquid fire in the sky.
I'll take you all with me.
A blue-streaked dragon flew inside its mouth, with a green orb of energy carried in its claws. A moment later, it zipped out, empty-handed, narrowly missing Inferno's snapping teeth. The dragons in the sky pounded him with their fierce breath once again. Geysers of power came from green, yellow, red, and blue dragons of many varieties and colors. Sluggish, Inferno raised his weary head. Pain throbbed in every scale. He leered at the steel dragon and filled his breath once more. All the dragons had landed and surrounded him.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Inferno scoffed.
Why? Because there is an orb in me.
It will kill you instantly. Surrender and go home to the king. Ask for mercy.
Never.
Then you will die.
Then I'll take all of you with me.
The steel dragon's eyes went wide.
Move!
Inferno let out a gust of flame and exploded. Most of the good dragons survived, recovered, and stared down into the smoking crater. Only scales, horn, and pieces of bone remained of the vanquished Inferno. A threatening roar came from high in the sky.
On the ready, dragon!
The steel dragon said, twisting his great neck in the air. Inferno's brood, the Sky Raiders in the dozens, blackened the sky.
Vengeance comes!